This Sunday's Spoken Sunday is brought to you by me. I'm going to do my flash fiction piece called The Tooth Fairy, which I posted on my blog on Friday. It's based on the Write Anything prompt. Why did the Tooth Fairy fail to deliver coins one evening? And this is kind of like The Tooth Fairy, a Marxist analysis. How could anyone believe that a tooth fairy goes around and gives you money in exchange for your teeth? I mean, it's an utter fairy tale. Just one tooth fairy? It's like saying Steve Jobs made your MacBook. That fucking tooth fairy does nothing and takes all the credit. She flies around in her designer dress and manicured wings and only drops off coins to children to keep up appearances, to maintain her little fairy tale. There's no way she could deliver all that money to all those little brats that go to all lengths to rip out their teeth. She needs us, but we never get the credit until tonight. We crowd around in the attic of a candy store, sticky with sugar and far less glamorous than she. She's dropping off a check to the son of the head of the dental association. Marty is outraged at the total ignorance of tradition. A check? It's always some publicity stunt for her. What happened to the old ways? She'll probably drop off some coins as well. She'll do it when the cameras are in her face. It's still a good look, I say. We're not traditional fairies like she is. We never got the clothes or the pure skin. There's no time for that. Marty is the oldest of us all. His wings no longer work and flies around in basically a wheelchair with rotors. I'm the dullest fairy you've ever seen, I am sure. All grey as I lead the way out the little hole in the candy store's roof. I was mistaken for a chimney sweep once, a few hundred years ago. It's probably because I've been down a few chimneys. From afar, we look like a swarm of flies buzzing in a horde over the city, heading straight for the house where she'll be, knowing the city like the back of my wing. I grip my teeth at the thought of her soaking up all the attention. It's not the way it's meant to be. We're meant to be secret and mysterious. Signing over a movie deal was the last straw. We would never let a pro wrestler into our ranks. Our dull clothes assist us in that mission, to keep under the radar. We're blinded by the lights around the outside of the house, a little spot brighter than them all in the middle. I wink to Marty as he flies up high, above us all. His wheelchair bobs up and down with the effort of carrying a heavier load. Miss Tooth Fairy, Miss Tooth Fairy, the cameras are flashing and the journalists are swarming. How do you deliver so much money to so many children every night? She doesn't see us as we fly in behind the mob and she poses for another shot. It's hard, she says, fake frowning a little. I'm out all night and it gets me so tired. A smile breaks out faster than a camera flash, but this gets me through the night. She thrusts out a protein shake to the sound of the shutters clicking. Another fucking product placement. I feel sick as the integrity of this already degrading job drops, but it doesn't drop as nearly as much as Marty is cackling as he tips the potato stack of white nuggets that topple off the edge of his chair. The tooth fairy cries out as all the attention scatters in the night and covers the place in darkness. Teeth, millions of teeth, some white, some yellow, some black. They all rained down on her parade. They were all collected by us, not her, and we replaced them with the coins for children. We step into where she hovered and wait for the light to bask on us, finally claiming the credit we deserve. Darkness remains. Marty flies down to my side and with his empty sack. White teeth litter the ground under us, but for the life of us, we can't find anyone else. The cameras have disappeared, as she has. I see a little glint of light fly off into the night. We've been ignored again.